This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to the show. Come on, admit it. You are an exceptional American. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Yeah, it's an interesting day in the neighborhood. You know, we're finding out that, guess what? The California Public Employees Retirement System, they've got a communist Chinese guy who's been investing CalPERS money in, what, guess where? China. But, China, the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Now, don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Here we are, the economic engine of the United States, California, and we're doing what? We're investing. We are investing in Chinese military and, you know, all these rights organizations, all these organizations that are, evil, if you will. That would be us. That'd be what we're doing. But there's kind of a problem with that, isn't there? CalPERS, and of course, CalPERS, wow. What does that all mean? Well, CalPERS is a problem because, as we've identified here in the New California State Movement, that could be one of the places in which the state government wants to tap into, because there's a problem with California's economy, which is happening here. Yeah. So, New California, China, United States government, Donald J. Trump, all this is coming together for a reason, I might add, So you got to check out the article. We'll probably, you know, just for grins, you know, and giggles, we're going to revisit. It's resonating in my head. It's an article that was written for the Epoch Times by Nan Su, as we call him, friend of New California, of course. And we are definitely going to be paying attention to what is going on with this article. I think this is a seminal article. You're going to see a lot of other articles that are coming out also about the relationship between various other companies and sundry countries, that are involved with the CalPERS organization, which have deep state connections. Yeah, and massive human rights violation connections. That's the other thing. You know, these companies that these, and especially CalPERS, CalPERS is an interesting company or retirement system. It hasn't been managed really well, and a lot of other people, you know, have recognized that. I mean, really throughout the United States, they've recognized that. So this is a seminal article, and there's so many other articles also that are coming out about New, California. And we made the connection to the New Silk Road, as I call it, from China into Europe. And, of course, the interesting thing is that China just shipped over a whole bunch of Chinese military people to train with the Germans. Yeah, you heard me. Right. Well, it's all medical, of course. I mean, it's all humanitarian-based. Now, why would they do such a thing, right? Well, it's pretty obvious because, you know, they just want to do medical training and they want to help. It's humanitarian in nature. They want to be able to coordinate their logistical supply chains and things like that. It's all about logistics. I don't know about you, but this is a little bit of frightening stuff as far as I'm concerned. This is kind of like, you know, you just can't believe these kind of scenarios popping up these days now, can you? But, you know, we've been saying for a long time, and I know that all the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists have been saying things a long time for about the Chinese and their military incursions all around the world. And, of course, there's a lot of deep state activity going on with the Chinese down in Latin America. Argentina. Shocking. Argentina. You know, the home of Juan Perón. Wow, what a Nazi he was. He was really good friends with Nazis, and in particular, one of the Nazis known as Adolf Hitler. Yeah, Juan Perón. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Right? Remember that whole thing? Evita. I don't know if you saw the play. It's supposed to be, you know, about nationalism, right? It's all about Nazism. You know, Juan Perón was a known Nazi. And yet people glorify Juan Perón. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Right? Let's see if I can YouTube this one. Well, you know, I'm setting you up, guys. I'm setting you up for the next story. You got to do this. I mean, we're going from one totalitarian thing to the next, and might as well just go to Juan Perón. Well, you know, he is a good-looking guy. Evita, good-looking woman. Right? Who were these guys? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. And what's that all about? Did you know to this day that the Argentine army runs around in they have got a division that wears nothing but Nazi uniforms? You know, with the hats and everything. You'd think you're back in the Third Reich day. And Chile's the same way. The Chilean government. Well, you'd think that there's some sort of spread of Nazism going on down there in South America right now, if you didn't know your history about South America. You know what I mean? Remember that little thing that came out a couple years ago? Hunting Hitler? So they go to Argentina. Why? Because, well, you know, you got a lot of Nazis in Argentina. You see, the spread of Nazism was worldwide, bigger in the world than you'd think. Right? Because, you know, yesterday, we were doing the film thing yesterday, and we did Roger Rabbit. What's up with that? Talk about pulling rabbits out of your hat, right? How about Don't Cry for Me, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Karaoke. Let's do karaoke. No, I'm not. Or Madonna. She does a good Argentina thing, huh? Right? Let's see. Don't cry for me, Argentina. We got the lyrics for it, too. We can do that. We can do a sing-along. Remember this guy who sing-along with Mitch? I bet you don't. I bet you don't remember Mitch Miller. That was Mitch Miller, not Glenn Miller. Mitch Miller. I don't know. Was Mitch Miller and Glenn Miller, were they related? Interesting bit of questioning going on there, huh? Here we go. Don't cry for me, Madonna. She does a good one. 4 years ago. 1 year ago. You're watching the official video. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Let's do this. Let's see how you're watching the official video. You may remember this. I'll just tease you with it. We'll come back and we'll play more of it. It's we'll play more of it after the break because we got a break coming up. But I just thought I'd, kind of tease you if we can, if the machinery works. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Juan Perón was a really big time. He was a really big time Nazi. Probably don't even know that. He's a big time Nazi. Yeah, and people celebrate him, including Madonna. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll
people think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me, all you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen, I had to change. Looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected. For me, Argentina, the truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. For me, Argentina.
So don't cry for me, Argentina. Eva Perón. That was Madonna's version.
The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
So is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spinning her life like Evita from Argentina? Is who she has around her, the Argentines that are so significant? Or does Chapman University embrace the Argentines? Oh, I'm sorry. A little sidestep there to Chapman University, Orange, California, right? Yeah, that place. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Yahoo, don't cry for me. So who is Evita? Who is Juan Perón? Who are these characters? Right? Who are these people? And why is Argentina so, well, so tied at the hip with California, and now the United States? I don't know. And Nancy Pelosi, get it? Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House from San Francisco. California. In Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, let's connect the dot. She's got that Evita look to her, doesn't she? I'm just saying, she's got that Evita look. I wonder why, this is amazing. Paul, why are you going here with all this stuff? Well, I think it's a popularity contest. I just have to go there, Argentina, right? No, there's a reason for this. And it has to do with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I hate it when this happens. Does she adhere, is she an adherent to Juan Perón and Evita Perón, who are Nazi collaborators? I don't know if you know that or not. Well, the whole thing down there in Argentina is Nazi-esque. Let's go back to let's go back to the Hunting Hitler series, which was done, of course, by, the History Channel, in which they were tracking Hitler. And where's the first place they went to? Argentina. A whole big series of events. And who was it? Juan Perón. I hate it when this happens. But, interesting article that came out today. Steve Frank, California Political News and Views, brings it up. Oh, California Political News and Views. Shocking. Headlines. AOC Chief of Staff wears T-shirt supporting Nazi collaborator. Oops. I did not write this. I'm just bringing you the radio show. By Stephen Frank. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York, supports and promotes the Nazi-loving Evita Perón. Her chief of staff glamorizes a Nazi collaborator. Maybe her comparison of the holding rooms for illegal alien children to Nazi atrocities was not a knock on Obama or Trump, but a salute. She was proud of them acting like a Nazi, per her claim. Isn't that amazing? Got a picture here with Bose. It was an Indian dissident. No, this goes on to Benito Mussolini. Isn't that amazing? Her chief of staff. Shabazz Chandra Bose T-shirt. I hate it when a plan starts to come together. We're going to talk about this in a second, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. AOC Chief of Staff wears T-shirt supporting Nazi collaborator. Representative Ocasio-Cortez supports and promotes the Nazi-loving Evita Perón. Her Chief of Staff glamorizes a Nazi collaborator by wearing a T-shirt that depicts the Nazi collaborator, Subhas Chandra Bose. Maybe her comparison to the holding rooms of illegal alien children to Nazi atrocities was not a knock on Obama or Trump, but a salute. She was proud of them acting like a Nazi. Bose was an Indian dissident who in 1935 met with Italian dictator Benito Mussolini and gave him a copy of his book called The Indian Struggle, which advocated for fascism as a political model. That's kind of interesting. You know, Mein Kampf, my struggle, Adolf Hitler. Get it? Sorry, connect some dots here, guys. Come on, give me a break. Bose met with Hitler in 1942, later praising Hitler's rule in 1944, saying that India's government should be a synthesis between National Socialism and Communism. Really? See, I told you guys at the beginning of all this that Communism and Nationalism is nothing more than two sides of the same coin. Bose fancied himself as a world leader like Hitler and Mussolini. Ocasio-Cortez has also recently come under fire for positively quoting Eva Perón, the former First Lady of Argentina and Nazi sympathizer. Under Perón's husband's rule, former Nazi, such as Holocaust architect Adolf Eichmann and Nazi eugenicist Joseph Mengele, were granted sanctuary in Argentina. I thought by calling her a fascist totalitarian, I was being negative about her. Instead, it looks like that is who she really is and proud of it. This is from Steve Frank. And there's the picture of the Nazi collaborator proudly being worn by Chief of Staff of Ocasio-Cortez. This is from Nick Rowan, Washington Free Beacon. It says, Shahik Chakrabartari, Chief of Staff to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has come under fire for wearing a T-shirt that depicts the Nazi collaborator Subhas Chandra Bose. When Ocasio-Cortez won her race after a long-shot primary in primary battle in 2018, Chakwa Batari wore the T-shirt in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff on Acting Fast in Congress, a Now This Is News video featuring his role in the freshman congressman's campaign. Nice that we have these Nazis. Now, it's kind of interesting when you take a look at Ocasio-Cortez and her leanings towards Islam. Now, of course, you can't separate Nazism from Islam. They're basically one and the same. The radical Islam. You know, I mean, it was Adolf Hitler who helped build what? Hello? Hello? Are you listening out there? The Muslim Brotherhood. He started that in 1928. When Ocasio-Cortez won a race, well, it was over, right? Bose was an Indian dissident in 1935 who met with dictator Benito Mussolini and gave him a copy of his book, The Indian Struggle. Later, he met, of course, with Adolf Hitler. According to the Times of India, Bose fancied himself as a world leader. Now, this comes from the Indian Times. We have the link here, by the way. You can see it. Ocasio-Cortez has also recently come under fire for positively quoting Eva Perón, the former First Lady of Argentina, who you heard that song by Madonna, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Am I connecting some dots here? So you have a Nazi who wants to synthesize National Socialism with communism as the Indian form of government. In this Chakwa Batari, AOC's chief of staff, wears a shirt depicting that. And he's a Nazi sympathizer, clearly. Says, this is kind of interesting. Says, I know that, like every woman of the people, I have more strength than I appear to have, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, soon adding, I had watched for many years and seen how a few rich families held much of Argentina's wealth and power in their hands. So the government brought in an 8-hour working day, sickness pay, and fair wages to give poor workers a fair go. That was her salute to Eva Perón. Chakwa Batari called modern Democrats new Southern Democrats in a now-deleted tweet in late June. I'm shocked. Why would he do that? Instead of physically conservative but socially liberal, let's call the new Democrats and Blue Dog Caucus the new Southern Democrats, Chakwa Batari said. They certainly seem hell-bent to do to black and brown people today what the old Southern Democrats did in the 40s. After Chakwa Batari deleted his tweet, he doubled down on his point in two more tweets. Didn't realize this needed to be said, but you can be someone who does not personally harbor ill will towards a race, but through your actions still enable a racist system, he wrote. And a lot of new Democrats and Blue Dogs did that today. Wow, this guy's doubling down. That's what Nazis and communists do, by the way. They just goose-step themselves right into action. This is in reference to my comparing Blue Dogs and New Democrats to the 1940 Southern Democrats. He continued, Southern Democrats enabled a racist system, too. Uh-huh. I have no idea how personally racist they all are. And we're seeing the same dynamic play out right now. June 27, 2019. Unbelievable. Don't cry for me, Argentina. So, you know, I say you take a look at Ocasio-Cortez, and man, she looks similar to, she's refined similarly to Evita Perón. That's really what I'm saying. And, of course, it's a very fascinating history about Evita Perón. But let's go back to the Argentine. I'm sorry, the Pope is from Argentina. Shocking. I forgot all about that. And he's been directly linked to the Communist Party in Argentina. I didn't know National Socialists and Communists could get along so well, did you? Well, I mean, after all, it was the Nazis who ran out the communists, and the communists didn't much like that. Of course, the communists were part of the Soviet Union. And, you know, the Soviet Union and Nazism fought this great war, World War II. We jumped in to help break it up. Hey, guys, break it up. You know, about 150 million people lost their lives in the last century because of this communist socialism pact thing going all around the world. And a lot of people in Argentina did the same. They lost their lives. Bloodthirsty. And what about Chile? Chile's the same. A lot of countries in South America have leaned towards and become a part of the Nazi environment. And, of course, communism's right there, too. And now what do we have? We've got a mishmash of Islam, National Socialism, and Maoist variety communism in South America. And it's actually the Pope who's been related directly. This is not, I'm not bringing anything new here. This has been known for a long time. In fact, remember when he did his tour down there after becoming the pontiff, the first Jesuit pontiff? The Bolivian president gave him a special tribute with a cross. Well, actually, it wasn't even a cross. I take that back. It was a large hammer and sickle to congratulate him on his communism, but also a crucifix in the handle of the hammer. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Feels right in for my heart. If you feel like a day
Well, well, well. Mercy me. We're talking about China. And, you know, China's financial woes, which we know. I'm going to get back to Eva Perón and all this business out in Argentina. It's interesting. Oh, a tweet. And for those of you that are wondering, if you work in a municipality in California, and all of a sudden you realize that, you know what, we're not going to be able to make the money. We're not going to be able to make that money. Produce the money for our retirement systems. Oh, so you know what? You guys have got to pony up more money for PERS and STIRS. Oh, okay. So all these municipalities that have retirement in the California retirement systems, you have to pony up more money, right? You have to pony up more money. Billions of dollars being requested right now by them. Now, what in the world is that? What in the world is that? Well, that's China knocking at the door. Hey, give us more money because we're desperate for money. They're desperate for cash flow. China. Just thought I'd throw that one out there. Maybe that's why they're doing that to all of you municipalities out there, and they are doing it. They're absolutely doing it to you. Don't you hate it when this happens? I hate it when this happens, after all. Okay. No more about Jeffrey Epstein. But this is interesting. I'm going to dive over to Ocasio-Cortez. And this is where we're at. Okay. And then we're going to get into, you know, Argentina. A little bit of Argentina. This is the current article about right now. The top article, by the way. Where am I at on Drudge here? You see, I'm going to come back. I'm going to go to this is what it says in on the top article in Fox right now. Dem House fire. AOC drops race card on Pelosi as bitter feud between House rookie and Speaker boils over. It says, Ocasio-Cortez, Pelosi is giving me busy work. Might be trying to keep me out of the way. You think? See, she's getting, but you know what? It's all part of the drama. Because you've got to have the new Evita and the old Evita out. You got the new and the old Evitas is what you have. And you got to have the old one out. So AOC drops race card on Pelosi as bitter feud resumes. It says the public spat between Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi got a lot nastier on Wednesday when the freshman congresswoman suggesting that the speaker is singling her and her colleagues out based on their race. So here you have Nancy Pelosi say, racism applies with Trump. And that's what this whole thing about the says is racism. They want to keep white people in power. That's what she said. No racism there on Nancy Pelosi's part. Now you have another group of racists, Ocasio-Cortez, claiming that Nancy Pelosi's a racist. Well, we know she's a racist. That is long established. And we have to agree with Ocasio-Cortez that Nancy Pelosi is a racist. Clearly. We agree with her. So, you know, she gets a high mark for that, doesn't she? Pelosi has worked to keep the Democratic caucus in line, specifically for newly elected Congress outspoken progressive Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, and this is the new one, is represented Arianne Pressley, Democrat from Massachusetts. However, a feud between Pelosi and the quartet escalated after Congress passed a border funding bill that the four young Democrats oppose. Pelosi discussed the bill and those in her party who oppose it in an interview last week. She told the New York Times, all these people have their public whatever and their Twitter world, but they didn't have any following. There are four people, and that's about how many votes they got. Cortez said said to the Washington Post on Wednesday that the persistent singling out by the speaker may be more than outright disrespectful. A racist calling a racist. Here we go. I mean, seriously. When these comments first started, I kind of thought that she was keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's length distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood, Ocasio said. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women of color. Race card. I'm going to flash my ace of spades at your ace of spades. No race connotation there, right? Just different decks of the, just two different decks of cards. Same race card out of each deck. Get it? I thought that was pretty crafty, actually. Argentina. It's luring us back, that Argentina thing. The theme here is Nancy Pelosi's Eva Perón Sr. And you got Junior, Evita. Two Evitas. Man, it's a cat scratch fever thing going on. Well, that's Ted Nugent. See, now I'm going to have to play that song because I'm perseverating. Ted Nugent. Right. Get it? Don't you hate it when this happens? No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't hate it when that happens. It's called, yes, we need to connect the dots here. Juan Perón, Evita. Kind of like the goose step. All these Argentine soldiers do. Oh, did you know that in Argentina they still wear German Nazi uniforms? This is 2019. Goose steps and all. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Give you some links here so you understand. Argentina became, you know, they had a fight for a civil war or for independence, and they declared it independence. The Declaration of Fight for Independence of 1810 to 1810 was followed by an extended civil war that lasted until 1861, culminating in the country's reorganization as a federation of provinces with Buenos Aires as the capital city. The country thereafter enjoyed relative peace and stability with several waves of European immigration, mainly Italians and Spaniards. Shocking! Italians and Spaniards, radically reshaping its cultural and demographic outlook. 62.5% of the population has full or partial Italian ancestry. And the Argentine culture has significant connections to the Italian culture. The most unparalleled increase of prosperity in, listen to this, led to Argentina becoming the seventh wealthiest nation in the world by the early 20th century. The following the Great Depression in 1930, Argentina descended into political instability and economic decline that pushed it back into underdevelopment, though it remained among the fifth wealthiest, richest countries for several decades. And then following the death of Juan Perón in 1974, Isabel Martinez de Perón, Evita, ascended to the presidency. She was overthrown in 1976 by a U.S.-backed coup, which installed a right-wing military dictatorship. Anyway, a lot of things going on there, huh? And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, remember, stay strong, America. You are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.